Quinceañera of the Damned by Scott Augustin.
Guten Tag, Clara.
Hello, Liesl, my friend.
Clara, you have been crying of the tears.
A little.
Clara, why?
I am the unhappiest girl in our whole village.
This village here high in the Austrian Alps? Why, Clara, why?
Well, you know that when I was just a baby, my mother died.
Yeah, so sad.
Then, when I was 6, my father left me with my aunt.
Yeah, your aunt who has the wooden leg and fought so bravely in the war against the Hungarians.
Yeah, father left me with that aunt and went to South America.
And no one in the village thought he would return. They thought he would drink himself to death with strong Peruvian jungle beer.
But he did come back, and with a new wife, my stepmother.
Yeah, Rosalita del Flores, who has such a gay laugh.
And then later, my father died of the Rinderpest. And now, my horrible, horrible stepmother has told me a terrible thing.
Oh, is she sending you to a harsh boarding school? Where you'll be made uncomfortable by the attentions of the Belgian headmistress, who smokes cigars and reads Goethe?
Worse than that, Rosalita means to give me a quinceañera.
What the hell is that?
A fancy party for a girl who turns 15.
In this village, we celebrate 16 with un Catholic mass, un sacerdote.
I tried to tell her that, but she just laughed in her gay manner. Oh, I will be the fool of the village, and Gunther will never love me.
Oh, here comes that Latin witch now. Auf Wiedersehen.
Clara, Clara, what a happy day we will have. I will cook a spicy feast. There will be music and dancing and the gayest marionette show the Alps have ever seen. Oh, Clarita!
It's just Clara, stepmother.
Oh, my serious little bird. You make me think of my own quinceañera. Such a day! I was even allowed a small cup of the sangria. I was beautiful, and you will be beautiful.
Here in the village, we celebrate 16, not 15. We drink brown coffee, not sangria. We go to church.
There will be church, but also there will be time for the flirting.
Scandal.
I think I have spied a boy for you, Dieter.
Dieter who herds the goats?
What a handsome boy. Oh, to roll around in the tall grass with such a raging bull of a boy. He is sturdy. But I think gentle, too. Have you seen how he leads the goats to pasture with the flute he has?
9. Never could I be with Dieter. When I see him with the flute of him, all I can think is how it looks like a schwanz. And how he puts his mouth upon it. And if he were ever to kiss me on the lips of my face, it would be like putting the schwanz on my mouth. And then, when I went to church and I took communion, it would be like pressing the schwanz onto the body of the Christ.
Oh, Clara, my stern little sparrow, who do you have eyes for?
Only for Gunther.
Gunther? Gunther, the son of the Baron?
Yes, Gunther, who plays the Glockenspiel.
The life of a baroness is not always...
You know nothing of the ways of Austria.
True, my dear one, true. I have a surprise. Oh. Your quinceañera dress. Put it on.
It feels tight in the bosoms.
Oh, Clara, look, here is a mirror.
Oh, so many colors. I look like the clown or the gypsy or the whore who walks on the riverbank whistling to the boats that go by. Gunther will think I am a crazy clown gypsy whore.
No. No, no, Clara. You will look beautiful. And think how he will look when you twirl on the dance floor.
Dancing? Oh, no.
See, dancing. Every quinceañera has dancing. You will dance with everyone in the village, starting with the oldest.
Old? No. That would mean Herr Meckelstein Schmidt.
You will dance with him.
No. Before I would dance with that horrible Schwein, I would dance with the devil.
El Diablo! Oh, no, Clara! I should have warned you. When you are wearing your quinceañera dress, the devil can hear every word you say.
You are mine. You and your pretty dress are coming with me!
No!
Oh, welcome to your new home, Clara.
Oh, no! The halls of hell! Who are those hideous monsters? Those deformed freaks?
You, in about 5 years?
Oh, let me go!
There is something every new girl must do.
What cruel and brutal humiliation awaits me.
Oh, Clara, Clara. All you have to do is dance for me.
Dance?
Mm-hmm. Dance.
Does your band know the waltz of the little kittens?
The waltz of the kittens?
It is the only dance I know.
Sweet child, once you put on these red shoes, your feet know every dance in the book, including my favorite. The tango of the rabbit she-wolf.
No! No!
And then, Liebchen, your quinceañera dress shall become your wedding gown.
I am to be your wife?
You are to be one of my wives. One of my many, many wives. Oh. You see, every girl who is selfish or ungrateful, every girl with a vinegar tongue and a belly full of sass, every girl who does not appreciate her quinceañera becomes my bride.
Oh, no!
Oh, yes. Take a minute and freshen up, and then the dancing shall begin.
Oh, if only I had listened to Rosalita del Flores. Who is pisting me?
Dieter.
Good boy, Dieter?
You know another Dieter?
Oh, I am happy to see you. I'm happy to see a familiar face. But why are you here in the bowels of hell?
I have come to your rescue.
But how? The legions of the damned are sick as the army of Hungarians.
I will play my flute. My song of pure love will repel them.
Shrink back in horror.
Quickly, through this passage.
Stop her! My holy angel! Stop her!
Keep playing!
We are safe.
Oh, Dieter, Dieter. I once marked the way you gripped the shaft of your rustic wooden flute and placed your wet mouth upon the blowing hole. But now, I feel safe when I think of that flute between your sweet, full lips.
Clara, will you be my girlfriend?
Let me think about it. Okay. Yeah. Oh, I will be proud to be a Gotthardes Fraulein.
Clara, you are safe.
Oh, Rosalita del Flores, I'm sorry I was hateful.
I am just happy to see you.
If you are happy to see me, where is the tinkling laugh of you?
Oh, my dear rabbit, I traded away my laughter to send it below to find you.
Oh, no.
You will just have to laugh for the both of us.
Yes, I can do that.
We will work on that.
Rosalita?
See my pumpernickel tortilla.
Can my first dance at my quinceañera be with you?
Si, Clara dear. Si.
This episode was recorded in front of a live audience at West of Lennon in Seattle on October 1st, 2012. It was engineered by Christopher Stewart and mixed by Dave Pascal. Our stage manager was Lou Butler. Sandbox Radio is made possible by the generous financial contributions of listeners like you. Support the creation of future episodes by making a donation at thesandboxac.org.